Episode 126, Shift and Steer, March 9th, 2018. Brad, Matt, and Aaron. Hey, it's another Shift and Steer. I'm Brad Fanshaw, and in the studio with me today is none other than...
I'm Matt, the moderator, DeAndrea.
Matt, sorry, he's doing social media. During the big introduction of the show,
he's doing social media. I'm reviewing some notes.
You're studying up. Hey, and on the phone with a fantastic connection, because all of our listeners really like it, is none other than Double Aaron. How you doing, Aaron?
I'm good, guys. You know, it's all as its challenges. I apologize, you know, and AT&T.
Well, someday if they run actual phone lines up there instead of that old copper telegraph line that you're working off of, it'll really be good. So,
well,
I mean, it's bad.
They're stealing copper.
Well, it's bad enough that you have to have your wife, Misha, on the bike just to power, you know, the house while you're on the air.
Yeah, the gerbils were way too much maintenance.
So, hey, we're starting out a big show, episode 126, and there's all kinds of news happening.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff.
I mean, big news, and I'm talking big, muscular, hands bigger than moderator's head news,
There was a few comments like that on social media recently.
Well, that's the very first thing I saw. I saw this photo of Goldberg with Matt in a headlock, and I thought his head is half the size, or is, you know, Goldberg's fist is half the size of your entire head.
Yeah. I think there's more protein in his fist than there is in my whole body.
He's probably got this heart pumping that's twice the size of yours just to feed those hands,
right?
You know?
Yeah, so it turns out we've launched a couple of new podcasts this past week. I did, and you did as well.
Yes,
Brad.
I did.
We are happy.
We're branching out.
Very happy to say that CarCast, that I host with Adam Carolla, is now going to be a twice-a-week show. It only took 8.5 years.
Well, I see the bags under your eyes because you're working twice as much.
That's right. 2 hours a week now, plus this show, but I don't count this show. So every Wednesday, there'll be a CarCast episode with myself and Goldberg, WWE superstar, 2018 WWE
Punk
Hall of Famer. He and I are going to talk every Wednesday, and then Adam and I are going to continue to do it every Friday. It's good.
That's cool.
I mean, Goldberg has a very different idea of you know, he just experiences car culture very differently than Adam. Adam likes his vintage racing. Goldberg likes a lot of muscle cars, things like that.
You see Goldberg at Good Guys events. You don't see Adam there.
Right. Exactly.
True.
But they're both good guys. They both have a passion for cars like we do. You guys are going to really start to hear about that as we get into it, Goldberg. We've recorded the first couple of episodes. The first one is available now. And the first couple episodes are a little bit more like get to know your host. So it still feels a little more interview and a little less co-host. But it's me chatting with Goldberg quite a bit and getting into some of the cars and stuff that he has. Also, by the way, next week, we get into his experience of the Grand Tour. He went and filmed with the old Top Gear guys,
right,
in the UK. And he'll give you sort of the behind-the-scenes dirt on that experience. So next Wednesday, listen to that as well. You guys will like it. It's going to be a good show.
Now, let me ask you. Do I have to talk like this to make you feel comfortable?
So here's the thing is, in the first episode, I had planned, and I did, this great, like, WWE, like, ring announcer, you know, 6'3" and 100 pounds more than me, Goldberg. And the audio got screwed up, and Chris had to cut it out. Chris had to cut it out. And he had to, like, take the audio from the second episode and put it in. He's like, I tried so many times to salvage that. It was like, my big ring announcer, and it was funny. It didn't make it. I'm going to have to do like another one or something. But
I thought you were going to do like like a promo thing instead of him with a headlock. I thought it was going to be one of those where your faces were face to face like they always do.
We got one of those pictures.
Okay, good.
Yeah,
good.
We got one of those pictures. But I'm basically staring at his belly button.
Well, you're supposed to stand on something and crop everything out, but just the faces, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe that'll be the next photo. I'll be up on an Apple box or something. I'm like looking down at him, or he'll be sitting in a chair or something, something kind of funny like that. But
That's cool. That's cool. Goldberg's a great guy.
He's a good dude, and he's a big car guy, as you know. And we see him at SEMA events and everything else. But the one thing I also want to point out is we've also partnered with Edmunds.com, mm-hmm. and I think it was important for us to talk about a little bit like we do here, but talk about new car technologies, new cars, vehicle testing, get into the new car buying topics, battery technology, autonomous cars, but to also have an authority at the table, not just a couple of goofy podcasters or a podcaster and a wrestler, right? So we've signed a deal.
What are you saying?
We've signed a deal with We've signed a deal with Edmunds.com where they're going to come in once a month, roughly the third week of every month, and their editor-chief, Alistair Weaver, is going to come in, nice British dude, and help us round table a discussion. So what's nice is – it's
what's
something
nice is we get a piece of that now that you pimped it on here, right?
Right, and it adds something a little bit different. So Shift and Steer and CarCast are still going to continue to be different podcasts. I mean, there's going to be a little crossover in technology, or I'm sorry, in discussions, but because we all like the same things, but it's going to be a little bit different. And I thought that was kind of a nice little spin on the show. So we've got a nice contract with Edmunds. Are going to come in, and our show is presented by Dodge. Which I could say on this show, which is fantastic, because Adam just is not into Dodge at all. Goldberg has more Dodge
products.
Goldberg
owns stock in it, practically.
Yeah, he's got two Demons, two Hellcats, and not to mention his vintage Mopars and stuff. And right after he filmed our show, recorded with our show, he went back over to the Graveyard Cars show with Mark Warman and doing like another project. He's done like three cars with him. So you're going to see him on that show as well. So anyway,
he's always been a big Mopar guy, yeah.
That's what I'm doing with an expansion of CarCast. Hopefully you guys will check that out. Definitely listen to the first episode or two. Give me some feedback. Let me know what you guys think. But Brad, you've got a new pod as well.
Yeah, I do. So moving on to the show. I've got great news. We have not dropped a new show yet, but we are recording right now, and we will have it drop next week, and it'll be available on iTunes and all the major platforms, as well as a dedicated website. And it is called Mike Brewer Behind the Wheel with Brad Fanshaw. And if you've ever watched any shows called Wheeler Dealer, you know, the Brit from...
He's the dealer?
He's the dealer, man. He's the wheeler and the dealer. But no, Mike's a great guy. I've known him for a long time. And he's funny. What's great is he brings worldwide knowledge. I mean, this guy goes to Dubai a couple times a year for mm-hmm. big auto shows there. He'll go to China. He goes all across Europe, and now he's in America doing it. And so he's bringing this great knowledge base from around the world of all different kinds of auto enthusiasm. And so we've teamed up, and we're doing this show, which I think is a whole twist on the whole podcast thing, because we've got some things that we're doing that are part of every show that are going to be really exciting that you're going to have to tune in to listen to. But we're also going to have some great automotive news segments. We're going to have we've been laying these down. We're having so much fun comparing automotive terminology around the world, you know, and it's so that's really fun. And we've got a call-in segment where people can call in, get advice from us. So what's really cool about this is that if you want to get in on one of the first episodes, you can hit us up at Mike Brewer BTW on any social media. And we've already got it up there. It's still getting dialed in. But there's no reason you can't go right to me at Brad Fanch on Twitter or Bondspeed Brad on Instagram. Hit me up with any questions, and we might use them on one of these upcoming shows. We've already been getting inundated with questions, and we're going to have fun with this. It's going to be
great.
Yeah,
it sounds exciting. I like Mike a lot.
Well, you know, the thing about it is that we've all got to meet him. We've had him on our show.
Yeah.
And
he's chatty.
He is. And I already gave him a name. I go, you're the Brit with wit, because, I mean, he is just always on, man. I mean,
you know, I'm sure you guys are going to get into this, which is going to be exciting, but he also owns dealers. Like, he owns a big dealer or something.
He's got dealerships in England.
And so
yeah.
when he's not wheeling and dealing on the TV show, he wheels and deals in real life.
Yeah,
right?
Like BMW dealerships.
Yeah,
and,
so hopefully you guys can get into that as well.
You know, one of the things I didn't know until I started doing the show with him, Matt?
He's British?
He is. Did you know that? I thought he was UK-ish.
Yeah.
No, he actually, you thought he was Ucky. is that he's been going to the Geneva Auto Show for the last 30 years as a press guy before he was ever on Wheeler Dealer or anything like that. So he's like tuned into the, you know, all the big auto shows and everything. It's going to be fun, guys. Tune in. It's going to drop next week, and it's Mike Brewer, Behind the Wheel. You can find it at Mike Brewer BTW, and you can check my social media out, tell you all about it. And you know what? I'm not quite as intimidated as Matt is because my guy's, you know, he's not – the stature is not there.
When Goldberg came in, he had to eat two hamburgers before we started.
Like, is he still, like, on his big loading, man?
Like, he's like, yeah, no, he's still in it, yeah.
Aaron.
Yeah.
Now you've got big news coming up, too. You've got – can you share that you're starting to do something?
Well, I'm trying to see. I'm actually missing a production meeting to do our show today.
Well, good.
But, I'm working with Lincoln Torchmate on their Design Cut Build series, of which I'm the new host. So I know I can discuss that. We've got a first episode we're filming a little over a week from now, and 12 episodes slated for the year, and amongst other stuff. So, yeah, I'll know more of what I can share. But and then I've got something else in the works which I can't discuss. But, yeah, it is a really exciting year for all of us.
Is this a TV show or an online show? Do you know – I mean, I know you'll update us, but what can we look forward to?
I'm finding out more about it and how they're going to spin it this year. It's been an online show in the past with great success, but they're stepping it up a notch, which I think partly is why I'm involved. And they want to broadcast or sell it, you know, maybe on Netflix or something like that. So that's kind of a new format of what a lot of people are doing is they build a show with a sponsor or a series of sponsors, and then they sell the bulk of it to a network like Netflix or Hulu or something like that. So it's kind of a new format. I'm not as familiar with it, but I've been hearing a lot about it, and I know – Brad, I know you've had some experience in that as well. So
it's a big.
If I find out more, I'll let you know.
It's a big shape of things to come, where they corporation will underwrite a show that they might put part of it or smaller episodes, but because you film so much as you're doing it for an online, doesn't mean there's not enough there to do a half hour show. So they'll repackage it, and then it'll go on Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, something like that, because there's so many other places for programming to go.
You know,
go
talking
now.
About the online shows being packaged to those networks as well. I haven't seen it yet, but
we can't talk about Shift and Steer TV show yet.
Right. But
well, the thing too with these shows is that, you know, a lot of the time your YouTube audience is bigger than a network audience. So, you know, I know we've always kind of went, oh, it's only on YouTube. Geez, some of these YouTube guys are killing it. And even some of my stuff, I've been surprised at how much viewage it gets and compared to other stuff that's already on TV. So it's not really something we kind of scoff at anymore. It's quite relevant.
It's a new world.
You know, years ago, I was very green and did a show called Car Collectors for GQ Magazine, some celebrity
I remember
car
that,
collections.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen it, but people are telling me that it's on Netflix.
Oh, really? Isn't that weird? Because it's like
I'm pretty sure I'm not getting a check in the mail.
I know.
But
it's like Car Warriors. Yeah. Every once in a while, somebody will call me and go, hey, I saw you on Car. I'll go, where's that? And it'll be on like something like Netflix, or somebody said, oh, it's airing up in Canada on Speed Vision up here. And I'm like going, man, you know, it's like. Yeah.
I should have
negotiated that international deal.
Yes,
right, or some deal. I should have negotiated any deal.
Yeah, we don't get mailbox money, but you know what you can get is you can get Brad stuff.
You can get Brad stuff. Anyway, guys, that's a bunch of new content we have out there. hopefully you'll enjoy it.
And that's why people should be subscribing to all of our individual social media, because then you're going to get the scoop as it happens. And hey, So anyways, we've been running this Win Brad Stuff promotion, and I'm going to give you an update because we're going to announce our first prize winner. A couple episodes back, if you remember, we said that we were going to give away a carbon fiber pen. We put pictures of it up on social media, and unfortunately, it got lost. So we're not going to give it away. No, I'm just kidding. Hey, so we have our first winner, and this guy did what he was supposed to do. He went to iTunes. He hit the subscribe button. Then he went over, and he left a 5-star rating, left a really great comment. We actually read his comment on the last episode with a bunch of other ones. And the winner is, you ready for this one?
Yeah.
Sam. 6H6. Sam is 6H6. You won. And what you need to do now is
that his real name?
Well, you know, they use assumed names.
Yeah.
You need to contact us by emailing your full name and address to shiftandsteer@gmail.com. So, Sam 6H6, you won the carbon fiber pen. No funny business here, guys. Don't be calling in or writing in and saying, I'm Sam 6H6, because we do have a thing we're going to ask Sam to do to prove it's really him.
Sam, email your phone number as well so Brad can call you and in the middle of the night. And
hey, how's it going, man? How's that carbon fiber pen working?
This is Brad. Are you writing anything down?
Did you write anything today with it? Did you use it? Did you? Now, last episode, if you guys remember, we said that the next prize is going to be the book.
Oh, that's right. Not just any book, a used book.
Well, it's not used. I've never even cracked it open.
It's previously owned.
But
it's certified pre-owned.
But as you pointed out, I have multiples of everything.
Yeah.
So this was an extra one. Now the cover has a little bit of cracking and stuff in it. But we're going to sign it. We're going to send it out. That will be chosen this weekend. I usually do it on a Sunday night. And you know how I do it, Matt?
I have a cocktail.
I total up all the energy.
Throw a carbon fiber pen at a bookcase.
I do it very scientifically. I total up all the people.
Yeah.
Like the last time I said, Alexa, choose a random number between 1 and 50. And she goes, 9. That's how I choose it. You can't get more random than that.
Yeah.
And so that's how we'll do. We'll count how many people are entered this time, and I'll ask her again, and she'll give me a random number. And totally fair that way.
To be fair, if you've gone on there, onto iTunes, already left us a review and a nice rating, you're automatically in for
Absolutely.
Every one of these.
Yes. Who's ever left a rating with a comment, you got to leave that comment. Otherwise, we don't know who you are. But if you've left a comment, we're going to go back to the very first one, and, there's like 77 or 78 as of today, so the odds are great you're going to win something, you know? And the next one will be chosen this weekend, and the next prize.
Wait, do we know what book it is?
Yes, it's Hot Rod Milestones.
Okay.
It's a cool soft cover book. I actually posted on social media a picture of all the prizes, so you can go to our Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook and see what they are. Now, the next prize is going to be – now, these are new and never worn, okay? I'm not giving away used
stuff. I see it in my notes. I like this.
Yes.
This isn't like
but they are vintage.
Yeah.
A vintage Hot Rod Magazine black ball cap with embroidered hot rod on it, which is kind of cool. Guys like Hot Rod Magazine.
Uh-huh.
And now this one actually is cool. If you're into the stuff like the any of the runs that they do across the country.
Yeah, yeah.
This one was from kind of the granddaddy of all of them, the Fireball Run, and it's still packaged, never been opened. It's got a little story about the Fireball Run on it, and it's the commemorative shirt that they gave away that year in a size extra large, and thus the
reason. So you have a hat and a shirt?
They're getting both. This prize is
okay.
For
one prize, hat and T-shirt. The shirt's an extra large.
That's why it's a prize, because I wear a large.
Yeah, you do now.
Never even
keep
opened
at it.
Up.
You can get two extra large.
Oh,
if
I
you
could
try.
If I wanted to. So, and don't forget, when I run out of stuff, Aaron, we might just take him up on that. We might hit him up for a prize like in a couple weeks to say, Aaron, what do you got? What are you giving away, man?
A Pinsgauer.
A Pinsgauer. A Pinsgauer.
Some good stuff here.
hey, you know what? I want to run through real quick. I want to run through a couple things here real quick because we're getting great comments from you guys, not only on our hate mail, great mail, which next episode is going to be off the hook, but this episode we're going to read some of the things that people have been saying.
Yeah, you guys sent us some pretty funny emails. And
yeah,
stuff,
okay, so these are ratings that are on iTunes. One of them is more Fox Body Love. Obviously, this guy's a little off because don't you get enough Fox Body Love on this show? Come on. I
absolutely will fulfill that request.
Enjoy the show. I've been listening every week. I never get tired of hearing about Fox Bodies, as I may have mine on the road again way before Matt. Seriously, keep up the great show. Stay safe. Win Brad stuff. You got one there, Matt?
Somebody wants to win Brad's Vega.
That's not going to happen.
Most car pods are kind of bland. I love Shift and Steer, and I love Brad's stuff.
Hey, I got one here. It says, great podcast. Not a bad way to start out. And he says, great podcast. Love all the car talk and info, but most like these products are most, excuse me, but like most podcasts, we need more truck talk. I think the guy's got a point.
I think you do have a point.
We don't talk enough about trucks.
This guy was a truck.
It is.
Here's the truck. Come on. We got this.
You're right, Aaron.
Here's the issue with truck talk. Here's another comment. Informal, laid-back fun with knowledgeable guys who aren't know-it-alls.
Hey.
That's true. That nothing is more true. We know
we
very little about
we know
trucks.
Nothing.
All right. So
okay, I got one more because this one, now, guys, you know, sometimes we're trying to be, you know, right with everybody. Blue collar work ethic, the whole thing. We don't want to come off like we are know it alls or like we're too cultured or anything like that. You know, it's not Buffy and,
Chip
hour. And this gentleman says, and what's ironic here is his name is 32 Flathead.
Okay.
And he says his title is Jag U R. And he says, great fun show, even if Brad can't pronounce Jaguar. Now, I just wanted to keep it down and dirty, man. It's California Jaguar. But I know because I have been corrected by PR people at many a show.
Yeah.
It's Jaguar. So, anyways, keep them up, guys. We love getting the comments. They're fun. And it gives us great content. We don't have to work that hard. Hey, Aaron, you know better than anybody what time of year it is. What type of
winter?
Is it winter? Have you been plowing
right
snow?
Now,
oh,
man. We got another big storm coming, too. I'm not looking forward to it.
I mean, do you not have a snowblower?
I have two snowblowers, one at the house and one at the shop.
I mean, can't
it doesn't make any difference because you can only snowblow what you can get to. The stuff that you can't get to is the stuff that you got to schlep with a damn shovel, and that's what kills me. But it's like 3-4 hours a day in my day that I lose because I got to shovel a bunch of white shit. So
why would you do that?
Yeah.
That's your problem.
You know, there's a real easy way. You just move somewhere where they don't have that white stuff fall from the sky.
Isn't the point of your Pinsgowers you could just not shovel snow and drive around?
Why don't you have just a plow on the front and he just drives out and moves it?
Hey, did you blow a tire?
That, but they're a little front heavy. They're a little front heavy, so I've been afraid to put a plow on one in fear it would tip over.
Put a plow on the front and the back. There you go. Solved.
There you go. Yep. Problem solved.
Did you blow a tire?
Doesn't have that much
Aaron?
Horsepower.
On his video?
Pardon?
Did you blow a tire?
Did you like the little video?
Yeah. What's that about? I saw on your social media, I think.
That was by request. Everybody's like, do you have any footage? We want to see you driving it. And so
that was from a few years ago, wasn't it? Wasn't that from a few years
ago? Yeah, it was from a while ago.
We talked about it on Shift and Steer. You should listen sometimes.
What's Shift and
Matt?
Steer?
Matt.
driving his Pinsgower. You can see it on his social media. Check out Aaron's social media. He drives his Pinsgower around. When are you going to LS swap that thing?
build something around an LS?
Yeah.
I messaged Scott from Chuckles Garage and said, dude, can we turbo this, please? Because it's just a It's a dog, man. It's got torque like you wouldn't really slow, but you get that out on the modern highway and it's just pitiful.
So you're
That's
saying
why I don't drive off the mountain.
Are you saying that if Pinsgauer was a person, it would look like Goldberg, but it would talk like this?
Talk like Mike Tyson.
Yeah, like Mike Tyson. So hey everybody.
Pinsgauer is a cow though. It is a cow. So it's much like a cow. Slow moving but robust.
Hey everybody. You know, along the lines of winter and Aaron didn't get to many places because he's always snowed in, but it's the winter indoor car show season, Matt. I mean, you know, they're around the country. I remember growing up that it was always, you know, in Omaha, you'd be, you know, inside, you'd be trying to stay warm, and then somehow when the indoor car show came to the Orpheum downstairs, downtown.
What was the indoor car show? Was it like World of Wheels?
Yeah, it was the World of Wheels. Yeah. Came to town, you know, you had all the people come to town, all the cars that were on the show circuit, and then you'd get your car down there, and you would spend 2 days cleaning it because you drove it through all the slush and the gosh, and you know, mm-hmm. I never had a car trailer back then or anything like that, so it was big, and it still is for people around. We take it for granted with the sunshine out here in California and all the nice weather, but you know, do you know what the biggest car show in America is? I mean, it's build. Maybe it's not physically the biggest car show, but guys, builders wait year round for it.
Yeah, yeah. The Riddler Award just happened.
That's right. That's where it is.
It's Autorama, right? It's
the Detroit Autorama, yeah. And it was also many years. It was referred to as America's greatest car show. And then they said America's greatest hot rod and custom show.
Yeah.
So over the years, it's kind of morphed because it's been around since 1953, dude. I mean, that's before any of us
wow.
were born. They were doing
definitely
this show.
Definitely me. You're on
way before me. And, you know, but it is. Have either of you guys ever been to the Detroit Autorama?
No. Well, as soon as you mentioned Detroit and snow, I'm out.
Hey, it just gives you more chance to go to the heated bar and have a beer.
Yeah. You know, I'd love to go. I've been following this show for years, you know, in the media and whatnot. And there's some pretty amazing stuff. And I've seen, you know, after the cars get debuted there and there's the grade eight and then they pick a winner. We've seen those cars pop up at different shows all around, scene
right.
and everything else. So there's some pretty amazing cars that go there, but I haven't had the chance to go.
Well, it's what's really cool about this show is that it's an event. I mean, there's whole sections like Murray Pfaff. Now, you guys, we've met Murray back at the Syracuse show when we've done our shows back there in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And Murray, every year, he does this area where he brings in like his own group of cars, they do their own awards, but it's got a vibe. It's got music going on. It's got all kinds of things. And there's other kinds of things like that going on. Plus, it's a convergence of all the best car builders, designers, and then you've got all of the car builders like Ford and Chevy and all their designers. So it's really a great thing. I've only gone a couple times. I need to go. I haven't been in years. And it's just an awesome show. It's definitely some of the finest examples of cars every year because, as you pointed out, Matt, the cars show up there, then you see them throughout the year. But it's the only place you're going to see them all at the same time.
And they
time.
Have to debut there, right, to
yes.
qualify for
yes.
the competition.
To be in contention for the Riddler, you can't have shown that car anywhere else.
Right.
Can't be at SEMA. It can't be at, you know, like the Grand National Roadster Show. It's got to debut there, and that way it's kind of the big launch and you can see it for the first
yeah.
time.
So tell us what was on the docket for this year.
Well, you know, one of the great things about this is also, now, going way back, that show used to be really heavily, it was roadsters that were in contention. I mean, the grade eight used to be, you know, okay, it's a 32 roadster, a 33 roadster, you know, and
yeah. In
it's
really more,
over the years.
More traditional hot rods, but now we've
yes.
seen some pretty incredible muscle car builds.
Muscle cars, trucks,
yeah.
everything. And that's what's so cool. This year's grade eight. Now, Aaron, did you look through this list?
I did. What a fantastic list. I was really excited to see a panel delivery, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's what's so cool about it. As we go through this,
yeah.
I mean, it's such a mix of cars. So in not a certain order, but the grade eight included, a 69 Chevy Camaro that was totally murdered out. That car was blacked out in every way,
yeah.
Had tubs. It was a pro touring car. Really cool. A 40 Ford
was
coupe.
Was it alloy?
Yeah, you would think so, huh? And a 1940 Ford coupe. Mm-hmm. I mean, how traditional. One of the greatest lines that Ford ever made. It's just a great-looking car. Really nice custom. But then one that kind of stirred up the pot was that 1956 Lincoln Continental Mark II. Now, those cars, first of all, Matt, you couldn't have one because you don't have a garage big enough.
Well, I was going to say, does he get extra points for building 1.5 cars?
Exactly, man. I mean, those things are huge.
Like,
I don't think it's – like, if you have the little, you know, the little Ford coupe and then you have the Lincoln
– does he get two booths?
Right? Does he get
two display areas for his car? Hey, wait a minute. This just gave me a great idea. If Aaron had one of those,
yeah.
He could park it on his driveway, and then after it snowed, just back it into the garage. The garage could be heated. It would melt the snow on the car, but it would leave such a big patch, he wouldn't have to shovel any snow. What do you think, Aaron?
Yeah, that's creative thinking there, Brad. But if you've seen the runoff, my snowblower floods the office. So I can't imagine leaving a whole car covered in snow in the shop. It would flood everything.
Okay, we're trying to solve your problem here, man. So
nice not trying. Yeah, thank you.
Now, the next one, I don't know about you guys, but how many 36 Pontiac sedans have you ever seen at shows, let alone in the grade 8?
I don't know that I've seen one.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you why. Because they're pretty homely cars.
Yeah.
And when I saw this one, there's a ton of metal work in it, laying back grills, doing massaging to make it look good enough for the grade 8. And, I mean, that's – sometimes you take a – you know, and this is my opinion. I know there's somebody that's probably going to send me some hate mail about how, oh, man, 36 Pontiac sedan is the best car ever, you know. Well – that's your opinion, and my opinion is that it's not that great a looking car. The next one on it, 67 Chevy Camaro.
Yeah.
Now here we go again, a muscle car. And there was a time when you would have never, ever seen a muscle car. Aaron, how many times have you been looking at the grade 8 and ever seen muscle cars before 5 years ago?
I couldn't tell you I was looking at the grade 8.
Aaron, you're supposed to, like, just kind of jump in there and go, oh, dude, never, never, man, you know? I mean, you know, can I?
Okay, never. I have never seen one, period.
Good answer.
Good answer. Hey, what about a 34 Ford pickup truck, which was also in the grade 8?
That's pretty cool.
That's one of those cars. I mean, that's one of those, it's kind of car, it's kind of truck, it's got a party in the front. Or a party in the back and business and
you don't even know where the party is.
How's it go? How's that go, Matt? What's it got? Fill me in.
It's an automotive bullet.
Yeah, but no, it was very early automotive bullet. But no, those cars, they're kind of hot rods, they're kind of trucks. And then, what did you say right at the beginning? What was the other one?
A 39 Ford delivery.
That's right. And how rare is that? You just don't see those everywhere. And, and it all led up to their winner this year, which was a 1957 Chevy Custom. It won the 2018 Riddler. Now, we have a special guest just to announce the name of the Chevy Riddler because the couple that owns this, they have a very special name, and we wanted it pronounced right because winning the Riddler Award is such a huge – I mean, it's the memorial to really, you know, just the guy Don Riddler was a local band and sports promoter, and a lot of people don't know that. But he's the one who helped the show get started and really going, and that's why they came up with that Memorial Don Riddler Award. But can you tell me who's going to announce the winner for us, Aaron?
Yes, so I flew in a beautiful young lady in the Czech Republic, which is neighboring Poland because it seems to be a Polish last name. And when I asked her how to pronounce it, I couldn't even begin to do it. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is my wife, Michaela, and she is going to tell you the winner of the 2018 Ruler Award.
You guys are putting way too much pressure on me. The winner of the 2018 Rim Award is Greg and Judy Hrahovchik.
Right? See, I'm not even going
to say. Easy for her to say. Easy for her to say.
Say it again.
Say it one more time.
When she says it, though.
What if I ever mess up?
Just say the name.
Greg and Judy Hrahovchik.
Yeah. But the question is, do they know how to pronounce their last name?
I was just going to say that. They probably go, yeah, it's Helfchick or something like that. It's probably something.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Smith. It's pronounced Drofsky. Smith.
Yeah.
Drofsky. We're Drofsky.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much for that, because now we can't be said that Shift and Steer doesn't use pronunciation and bring in special guests just to make sure we've got it down.
I was never going to get it
right. That was an expensive plane ride. Let me tell you.
Yeah.
Right
now, have you looked online about the Riddler Award? And every year there's a little bit of controversy because, oh, geez, this car should have won, that car should have won. This year, a little bit more. There's a little bit more with that 57. Have you looked on there, Matt?
No. Do you want a jumpsuit with question marks all over it?
It's not that Riddler.
Oh, man.
But it'd be cool,
that's
wouldn't it?
Gorgeous, though.
So, but you know what's kind of funny is that the...
I did look up the
Now that you mentioned it, the cup is actually shaped a little bit like a question mark.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did look up the car.
Yes.
It's the silver.
It's silver. Yeah. And it's based on the lines of a 57 Chevy. Now, I'm going to admit that when I looked at it, I kind of thought, wow. Silhouette of Shazoom there. And because Shazoom, when we built that at Hot Rods by Boyd, was such, I mean, nobody ever touched a 57 Chevy. You know, it was like, yeah, you jack them up, you put them down, but the lines were the lines. Kind of like a 69 Camaro is so hard to do anything to. And when that car was done, it was such a milestone that, you know, it was distinctive. And if you laid the lines of that car and this car, they're darn close. The roof line's a little different, but there's a few things in it that that had almost 55 Chevy styling cues. But now, I looked at it and I thought, okay, maybe it's just me because I was so close to Shazoom. But you look online and there were other comments to the same thing. However, what I'm going to say is that...
it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not a bad thing. And this car went way past Shazoom, because what a lot of people don't understand is when Shazoom was built, it was one of those cars that we wanted to build so bad that, you know, when Joe Rudka, who owned Mr. Gasket, came in the door, and he was notoriously a negotiator. He was like, I got this much spend, that's all I'm going to spend. He also had one of the most incredible 57 Chevy collections in the world, and he said, that's all I'm going to spend, make it happen. Well, we had to cut corners. Cut corners didn't mean the car compromised, but it meant that it wasn't a Riddler car. It wasn't where, you know, every part was completely, you know, polished and plated and, you know.
Yeah.
And where this car, oh, my gosh, twin turbos, you know, the one that won. Had
1,800 horsepower. How do you even use that?
Is that what they said? I didn't see that fact. And
Yeah, 1,800 horsepower.
Yeah, and it was, incredible, detail under the belly pan and everything like that. Now, Shazoom was fantastic.
Yeah.
But we just used Corvette suspension.
That's what I'm saying. Like, nowadays, it's not even just plating and polishing stuff. Everything is custom done.
Yes.
So every time, nowadays, they're like, all right, we based it off of Corvette suspension, but now we've got to make by hand or machine or billet or whatever, every control arm piece and every fastener. And, you know, people are making fasteners for these things and hiding fasteners by, you know, like everything is just so custom done these days that, you know, and that's why these cars are getting up to $1 million to build and takes five
over
years.
It. Yeah. And what a lot of people.
And we.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, and we talked about another episode too, that the remarkable 3D printing is really changing stuff too.
Yeah, very good point. Very good point. And what a lot of people don't understand, now if they've never had a car in contention for Ambiar or Riddler, which very few have, what they look at, because when you choose eight cars out of everything that's there, the level of craftsmanship is so high that the judges have a lot on their shoulders, because how do you differentiate which one's actually better?
Honestly, I had no idea until I had this conversation with Pete Shaporis.
Yes.
And because he knows, he's been down
this
road.
He's been a judge.
And the things he was talking about and coming up with, you would never even think of. Just as a pretty diehard car guy like I am, I still didn't even think about 90% of the things that Pete was talking about when we walked through a car. He judged a car in front of me, and we walked through. He like kind of did it for fun.
What they have to look at. I mean, we literally lost 1 year the AMBR trophy, Boyd and I, because they could not choose which car was better. So you know what the determining factor was? Was that the other car had 24 karat gold plated valve stem caps that were hand engraved.
Yeah.
So they said, that's the only thing that's different. You didn't put valve stem caps on that were hand engraved. And it wasn't, you know, the gold plating necessarily. But it was like, huh? Wait a minute. And I remember.
By the way, those things unscrew, man. You could have just grabbed them.
Yeah. I remember looking at Boyd, though, and going, and I looked at him kind of like, and he went, we're not going to do that next time either. It's like, we're not going to do.
We're not going to do engraved valve stem caps.
Yeah, it's like, nah, we'll lose if that's the case. So anyways, that's your grade eight. That's the Riddler Award winner for this year. And, your new co-host, Goldberg.
Yeah.
I saw him last weekend hanging around, lurking around a little bit.
You did. Before we get into that, though, I'm going to tell you what's going on.
Tell me to clean it up a little bit?
I'm going to tell you to clean it up. You know, we can tell you about Turtle Wax, our friends at Turtle Wax. Thanks, guys. The automotive world has seen major advances since Turtle Wax invented the world's first liquid car polish back in 1941. By the way, fun fact, didn't know that. 1941. But as the saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And the things that threaten the look, feel, and smell of your car are as constant as ever. That's why Turtle Wax has spent the past 77 years developing the most revolutionary products in car care, like their Power Out line of products, featuring advanced technology that destroys stains and odors at the molecular level. Turtle Wax Power Out products are designed to clean, shine, and protect your interior from whatever messes the world throws at it, like George the dog.
George the dog.
George
that's
the dog.
Right. Hey, I need some of this stuff to.
Aaron's
you know,
dog
George
is,
the dog.
Is Jeep? Is that your dog?
George.
What's your dog, Aaron?
Jeep?
Jeep?
Jeep.
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 Yeah.
I wish George the dog was Jeep.
The dog. George the dog.
Anyway.
You don't have a dog, do you?
No.
He's not responsible enough.
You're Goldberg's dog.
Oh, man.
Jeez.
He lives on like a ranch. He's got so many animals already. So look, their dedication to innovation is so great. Turtle Wax is getting recognition in unprecedented categories. Over 40,000 consumers voted Power Out Carpet and Mats Cleaner the 2018 Product of the Year in the Pet Care category. I didn't know that.
See, look at that.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. While awards look nice on Mob's mantle, and what matters most to Turtle Wax is how much car enthusiasts worldwide trust their products. Turtle Wax continues formulating breakthrough technologies to help keep your car looking, feeling, and smelling fresh. Turtle Wax, trusted innovation inside and out. Thanks, guys.
So George the dog smells could be eliminated with that stuff.
Yeah. I'm telling you, somebody that I was talking to over at the gym, he's like, I just picked up this used BMW, and it was a lease turnback. And
smells like a wet dog.
No, he said it sat on the lot a little bit. It was tough to sell because the previous owner would smoke in it.
Oh, yeah.
And he's like, it's so tough getting that smell out, and maybe he needs Turtle Wax Power Out products.
Hey, there might be. Could
seriously, give that whole thing a good scrubbing inside and out.
Because you don't want to have what happened to me one time. I wish I would have had that stuff.
Uh-oh.
We're going way back. My wife, Charlotte, had a 1980 Chevy Monza 2+2, slammed with center lines on it.
Sure.
It was. It was nice. And We had to order special four-lug drill center lines, Aaron. And so anyways, the car was in Arizona. Mm-hmm. It was a hot August day. And where our house was, if traffic backed up out on the main road, people would kind of cut through our neighborhood coming home from the river. And so she had her windows down because in Arizona, as you know, you got to have some ventilation or those things will blow out in the summer. It's in August. And she came out to go to work. And all of a sudden, she came running in the house screaming. I thought somebody was chasing her with a butcher knife. I mean, I'm telling you that it was horrendous. And so she came running. I go, what's wrong? And she's like, I've been. And I'm like, what? And she goes, in my car. And I'm like, I go out to her car, and somebody had driven by, thrown a whole fish, a big fish.
I was going to say that, but I didn't think it was going to be true.
It hit the A-pillar, split in half. Wow. Half of it and the fish head was sizzling on the hood, and the rest of it was across the interior, and it was a white interior. And there was fish guts everywhere, and it'd been out there for a little while, so it stunk.
Wow.
So Brad had to take – she took my car to work that day. I took her car up to the station, up to the quarter car wash. And I remember I unbolted the seats and I scrubbed them. And then I scrubbed the carpets and I got everything out. And then I look at the machine and it's, you know, oh, pina colada and there's lime and there's all this. And I go, oh man, I need some of that stuff.
Yeah.
So I sprayed that stuff in. I brought it home and I went, yeah, it smells like fish pina colada.
Yeah.
And it did for months. It did for months. It was horrible.
Oh, so, man.
They should have had
brutal.
They should have had soy sauce as a scent. Then it would have at least made you hungry a little bit.
Exactly. Yeah, but it would have gone away quick.
Man,
you know?
It's funny because I brought a car over to the do-it-yourself car wash the other day. And no lie, some dude was standing there with the big, what do you call it?
The cannon?
You know, the power washer.
Oh, yeah, the power washer.
Doors wide open, just hitting it with panels, interior door panels with a power washer.
People are so stupid.
You've seen that stuff on YouTube, but you don't think that people actually do that, but they do.
I saw it real life. He was just going to town on that interior.
We could do a whole podcast on stupid things people do to cars, because it's like we talked about in the last one, the guy towing the two-wheeler, and you had...
Oh, he's towing the dolly.
Yeah, the dolly. And I mean, it's like,
around.
What is wrong with people, you know? Don't they have any common sense? But hey, still on the subject of indoor car shows, we had a big one here. Now, this is everybody else in America is probably going, big deal, indoor car show. But here in Los Angeles, where it's 80 degrees and sunny all the time, it's like indoor car show. And that's where I ran into Goldberg, because he was down there. That way, Chip Foos was down there. Dave Kindig was down there.
Mike
Brewer.
Where? What was it?
And I'm getting to that. It was downtown L.A. They were just all hanging out on a street corner with Don Prudhomme and me. And it's called the Classic Auto Show Los Angeles. And it started last year. It grew this year. They said they had 40,000 people go through the gates. They had 1,000 cars inside. And it was pretty cool. A really cross-section of cars, Matt. They had one area of nothing but lowriders. Then they had another area of minis. Aaron, minis.
And, I heard you. I saw it. I went nuts.
Yep. And then they had musk cars. And, Matt, there was one area, nothing but Fox Body Mustangs.
Oh,
I kid
I like
you
that.
Not. And so it was really cool. They had a big stage, and Mike Brewer was up there, and he was the MC of the show. And so what they would do is they would bring people up, be it Goldberg or Chip Foos or, you know, whoever, they would bring them up, do an interview. Then at the end, Mike would go, okay, we're going to take a half-hour break, and they would go down the stage, and they had autograph tables. And you could go meet Mike Brewer and that guest. And they'd do autographs, photos, selfies, the whole deal. It's really cool. So there was vendors there. Then downstairs, they had areas where you could get lessons on how to detail your car, lessons on how to restore your car. And they had experts there. And it was really a cool concept. And it was a lot of fun. I talked to a lot of people there who were just having a blast because they were getting photos, brought their kids, getting photos with, you know, the guys they see on TV or the guys that they, talk to on, at the car shows and things like that.
Yeah.
But they're always farther removed. This was specifically come down, meet them in person, get a selfie with them, and, you know, it was great. And, you know, people were a little turned off when they would come up to me and go, hey, Brad, can I get my photo with you? I go, yeah, $25. And they were like, what, $25? You know? And so I quit doing that after the first couple, you know. It was,
you pulled the Carol Shelby?
Exactly.
I was just going to say, I was debating whether or not I should say you can show me.
But it has been so successful, they're going to take it to the Midwest.
Okay.
So in September,
Arkansas,
they're going to do the classic auto show. You already heard? No, it's Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Yeah.
That's better. That's probably better.
It's September 8th and 9th, 2018, and they're going to take that whole format. There's going to be all – I know Dave Kindig's already signed on. There are some rumors that we're negotiating with them to do maybe some live podcasts there. But
who's starting these rumors?
We can't, I actually talked to them when I was there, and and they said that they'd be really interested, and you know, we could have further discussion because they're just putting it all together. So
I don't know if they can afford my fee. But
so if we can put something together there, it'd be awesome. So go on, check it out. The Classic Auto Show, Chicago's their next one. And it should be pretty cool. And I think we're coming right up to the top of the hour, guys. You got anything else to talk about? Like maybe a car you're driving?
Yeah. I wanted to say I wanted to be there so bad with you guys, but I was clearing 5 feet of snow that weekend.
Yeah. Whose fault is that?
Yeah, again.
Only reason I wasn't there with you guys. Otherwise, I would have been there. Man.
You know, if you built a big aluminum canopy over your entire property, problem solved.
Yeah. Or move.
Have you looked at the price of aluminum? Have you looked at the price of aluminium lately?
Hey, you know what?
Well, with these new tariffs, you never know.
Hey, let's not get into that whole aluminium. I already went through that with Mike Brewer on our show. But I buy a lot of aluminum in my wheel company, and I do not like where it's headed because, you know, people always, when I say, oh, yeah, our prices went up, they went, yeah, I'm not paying anymore for wheels. You know, it's they don't want to pay anymore.
Yeah.
I did a great interview years ago with
gold, silver, and aluminum.
Yeah.
With Ian Callum.
Sorry, Matt.
The chief designer at Jaguar.
At Jaguar.
I was at the LA Auto Show talking to him, and he's like, at Jaguar, we're using all aluminum on the cars. And I was like, that accent's fake. And then he goes, all the new Jaguars are aluminum, cowboy.
Exactly.
And I was like, okay, that's better. He was great. He was fantastic.
Oh, man.
Yes, I'm driving a press car. I'll tell you what it is, but we're going to save the discussion for next week. We've got a 2018 Mustang GT.
It's blue.
It's blue. It's 5 liter.
It's almost
it's
purple.
Manual transmission. It's 460 horsepower, and I'm going to spend a few more days with it, and then we'll get into it next week.
We're all going to get in it next week?
No.
Oh, we're going to get into it. You mean discuss it. See, Aaron, he never takes us along for a ride. See how it is?
I know. It's all about language.
We need to get Aaron on the We need to get Aaron on the press list so that he can try out all the new snowplows as they come out.
It's funny because I recommend I recommend Aaron all the time for some of these like trucks and things like that. Nobody wants to take them to the top.
Yeah, they're like they don't want to take them up there. Are you kidding me?
No.
What? They don't want to do any real testing.
If we took something up there, we might get snowed in.
Yeah. Every time I'm like, you know, Aaron's really like into trucks and motorcycles and adventure bikes. You should get him in. They're like, yeah, that sounds fantastic. We should do that.
Have him come by.
I was like, he's a Tahoe. He's like, they're like, oh, no, we're out.
They're like, the last time we sent a guy to Tahoe, he never came back.
Yeah.
You know, I got to say my biggest disappointment was our friend at Ferrari when I was supposed to have the FF up here. And, same thing. They didn't want to send it to Tahoe. And I'm like, but it's in Marin. I'll come get it.
See, you're kind of hearing this again. Yeah, but you'd be over the mileage just getting home, Aaron. That's the problem.
And they do delivery only. So.
We got to wrap up this edition of Shift and Steer. I know fun. You'd like it to keep going on, but we got to stop somewhere. The fun does have to stop. Matt, where can they find us online?
You know, as always, check us out at shiftandsteer.com. And if you haven't done so already, subscribe on iTunes Podcasts. And then all of our social media, of course, is at Shift Steer Media. When you go on to iTunes, you can win some of Brad's shit. And and you know, for all of us, follow me at Moderator. I'm on all the social medias. All the medias.
And me, I'm Brad Fanshaw, and it's Brad Fanshaw on Twitter, Brad Fanshaw on Facebook, but on Instagram, it's Bondspeed Brad. So follow me there. And for our last guy, what are you, Frosty the Snowman on Instagram?
Yes, I am Frosty the Snowman on Instagram. No, I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I don't do Twitter, man. I got a skin. But there's something. But there's something new out, guys. There's Vero. I don't know if you guys have checked that out. I just opened an account on Vero. It's supposedly kind of like the new Instagram. So I'm checking that out. So you can find me on there too. But yeah, if you Google any of us, we kind of show up in groups. So
yes, we do. Hey. And for all you fans out there, we appreciate you listening to the show. Tell everybody about it. And as always, win my stuff. Win Brad's stuff. Go to iTunes, and we're going to keep giving it away till it's all gone. I'm Brad Fanshaw.
I'm Matt, the Moderator, DeAndrea.
Snowman Hagar.
Okay. There's always that lag where he's like, who am I again? So, hey, everybody, thanks for listening to Shift and Steer.
Who am I today? What am I wearing?
Bye-bye.